Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Harry Tynowitz with you for one more hour. Justin Kaufman's been off this week. Thank you for joining us this evening. Great to be with you. We're back tomorrow 4 to 6:30 from the United Center as the Blackhawks are going to crush the Predators by a score of
4-0.
That felt good. All right. Zach Sweezy is in studio with us. He has a blog, the 1833 blog, and he's also involved with an event called Club Hub. And he joins us now on 720 WGN. All right. Tell us about this 1833 blog, Zach. I know you're doing a ton of good work out here and trying to help different communities, mainly the Syrian community. I think this is some awesome stuff here.
Hi. Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me on. 1833 is a blog and an events company. With the blog, we try to highlight marginalized artists, women, people from the queer community, people of color, you know, people who don't typically have access to, you know, money and institutional support. And then events we throw around, that's how we make money to like run the blog and do other things. So we promote hip hop shows and we do a lot of, club and underground dance music and stuff like that.
With your events, you move the charities around. You've been, instead of just one charity, there's different charities involved.
Right, yeah. I've done four so far. Each one has been for a different local charity. We try to keep it local just so we can interact with the people and kind of see where the money's going. The first one we did was for Project Fierce, which is an organization that helps homeless queer people, which is a special issue because they face a lot of violence within homeless shelters, like typical homeless shelters. So they have to have kind of extra support. And then the second one was Mujeres Latinas in Action, which is to support domestically abused women and families, specifically of Hispanic descent. And then our third one was for the People's School of Music, which is a really awesome charity. They provide access to musical instruments, pianos. I know one of my friends, actually, he's my age now, but when he was around 12, they actually gifted him a piano because his family couldn't afford one, and he was part of their program.
Great. Doesn't happen enough. And this time we're helping out people in Syria.
In Syria, the Syrian Community Network is a Chicago-based network, and they try to connect refugees with the proper legal services so they can legally immigrate.
So, and you have an event coming up. It's called Club Hub, which is, I guess, arts and music, and you're supporting a bunch of local charities. Tell us when, where, how, what will people experience, all that.
Okay. This is going to be a fun one. It's our first one we're doing at East Room, which is the biggest venue we've done it at. It's about probably a 200-person venue. There will be a silent auction. The MCA has graciously donated about 50 guest passes, so each one is worth like $12 to $24, depending if you bring one or two people. And then Saved by the Max, which is this restaurant in Wicker Park, which is based off of Saved by the Bell, the restaurant from that TV show from the 90s.
All the waiters look like Screech?
I wish. That would be great. But the whole decor looks exactly like the show. It's a new American-style food. They're donating, I think, a 4 or 6-person dinner. East Room is going to be donating a table. I will be selling some books. one of our collaborators on the event, Isis Nicole Magazine. They'll be selling some of their magazines for charity. And we're actually looking for more artists to donate. So if anyone wants to email us at contact@1833.fm, they're welcome to do so.
Harry, you got any art? I know you've been working over there.
I have. My wife has taken down a bunch of my old Bears paintings. I've got I've got Wilbur Marshall going down the sideline against the Rams in the 85 NFC Championship game. Which is sitting in the closet upstairs.
I got a lot of Michael Jordan posters. Any interest in that?
Absolutely. Set? Yeah. Really? I'm sure we can sell them for something.
They're all in a.
They're not worthless.
They're all in a Bulls. Garbage can.
I don't believe that you would part with your Michael Jordan.
I probably wouldn't.
Stuff.
I wouldn't either.
I would. I'd give you one of them, Zach. I'm not exactly sure which one. It wouldn't be my favorite one. I'd give up one. Type of guy I am, Harry. How dare you,
Zach? You're awfully. I mean, you're not. You know, 12, but you're an awfully young guy. What you're doing is so noble. How does a young fellow like yourself, you know, when I was your age, I was tearing it up. when I was your age, I just wanted to go out there and, you know, have fun with my friends. How do you take it upon yourself to do something that's decent?
Well, it's actually an interesting way of melding the two things because it's a party, essentially, and I'll be DJing and a bunch of my friends will be DJing. But I don't know. Since I started working at this events company, it's been kind of a side job because it's a startup and they don't have enough money to pay, you know, for me to live and pay rent and stuff. So I've been working at nonprofits basically since I graduated from college. I worked at the MCA and I worked at Vocalo for a little bit. And I just, I don't know. It's something near and dear to my heart. I think there's a lot of political strife in the world, especially now. And you know, we got to do what we can.
To support my radio habit / I guess career at this point, mm-hmm. I would, back in the day when I was your age, I would also vend at the ballparks. I would see Harry out there.
You were a vendor for a long time.
Long time. Harry never bought from me. He always bought from William, which was a good choice by Harry.
William is awesome.
William is awesome. I would have bought from William too. But the point is that one of my vendor friends, he would vend in the summertime at both Sox and Cubs, and then in the winter he would always travel. And he's literally been everywhere. Adam Carter, he knows. You would recognize him, Harry. But the point is that he's been literally everywhere, and he's his favorite people, and he's got a million favorite people, and he loves Brazil. But the Syrian people, he would put them up there at the very top of the list as the sweetest, nicest, greatest place to travel, just the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country. I watch a lot of Syrian film. I'm a big fan.
Yes, I'm wondering how you got to like wanting to touch that community yourself.
My mom herself is an immigrant from India. She legally immigrated here, which is a great privilege that a lot of people don't have. And just in recent news, we've seen what's happening in Aleppo, and we know that over half of the people in Syria are displaced either within their country or in Europe and some in America, and it's just a really tragic event. I mean, that's basically my whole.
Yeah. So you're just paying attention to what's going on in the world, and so you're taking up that cause. I get it. So when is the event?
The event is May 11th. It's at Easter Room. It starts around 10 p.m., goes to 1:30 or 2 a.m.
Is that past your bedtime, Harry?
No. Who sleeps? Do you guys remember Gary Johnson, the dude who
was... That's my bedtime.
Gary Johnson was the dude running for, like, president. I can't recall the party, like the No Chance party or whatever.
Yeah,
I remember.
And they asked him about, you know, what do you think about Aleppo?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? And the guy interviewing him, I should shame on me for not remembering who it was, says what? He goes, what is Aleppo?
At the time, I'm like, what are you, me running? You're not paying attention to the world, dude? You're trying to be the president of the United States. You should know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his whole platform was that he wanted to smoke weed and he wanted other people to do that, too.
Well, not such a bad platform, but still know what's going on in Aleppo.
We need some balance.
Yeah, we need more substance.
Right. You want to?
Now you're back to weed again.
The state legalizing it someday would probably be a good idea for the state, considering we're broke and considering a million other factors on it. But we don't need to get it in that.
All right. So we're helping artists that wouldn't normally get a chance to have money coming in. Right?
That's true, yes.
Okay, so again, if somebody cannot get to the event and they think, boy, this Zach guy's got it going on, I want to give $100, or I want to give $20, or, you know, I want to give $250, whatever. How can they do that again?
Certainly. I would recommend that they head to SyrianCommunityNetwork.org, and they have a direct donation button. I think you can do it through PayPal or just through your debit card. It's very simple. I've already donated, I think, $5, and then I put a little button on Facebook where you can donate straight to them, and I think we've raised already about $25. So
there you go.
Yeah, that's starting that, small.
That's the beautiful thing, man. Five at a time.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a small contribution. There are significant contributions.
Exactly.
Straight everything from the heart. Counts. Well, hey, great job doing everything you're doing, man. Giving, raising money, giving back, and having some fun over there too, Zach. So thanks for coming in tonight and joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, it was such a pleasure.
Zachary Sweezy, the 1833 blog and the Club Hub event. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.